Hi, this is a dictation for Mahfuz Rabbani, M-A-H-F-U-J, last name Rabbani, R-A-B-B-A-N-I, date of birth 1/31/1965, date of accident 1/26/2020, and date of service is 1/12/2023. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck and mid-back and muscle spasm. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident on 7/26/2022. History of the automobile accident is as follows. Patient was a restrained driver on 7/26/2022 in a Toyota Camry car around 2 to 3 p.m. He was driving alone and he was on Woodward Avenue when he made a U-turn and he didn't stop at the stop and he moved forward in the oncoming traffic and hit a T-bone passenger side which hit both the doors. Although no one died, the car was damaged to the transmission and doors and all airbags opened up. The seats were broken on the passenger side and the headrest and passenger side glass was broken. And the impact, patient doesn't remember exact injuries at the time. He is passed out for a brief moment, but he thinks his head hit into the side window. And he reports that all the airbags had deployed. And the approximate speed of his car was 5 miles. The other car that hit them was 45 to 50 miles. There was a loss of consciousness momentarily. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came at the scene. Ambulance didn't come to the scene. He went to the ER at Henry Ford Hospital. His family took him there. He was there for 4 hours. CT scan of the brain and face was done. A fracture of the left orbit was discovered. There was no damage to the brain or cervical spine. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting headaches, which are 6 or 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are 2 to 3 times per week. And they start from the back and they come to the front. They are moderately severe, off and on, sensitive to the noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI reported are dizziness and fearful of the event. However, the patient denies any ringing in the ear, loss of consciousness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and there is no history of any incontinence of the urine bowel, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of field, or erectile dysfunction. Pain. Patient report that he is suffering from an extremely severe pain, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, in the area of the neck and the upper back, more towards the left side than the right. And this pain has been constant. It is described as shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping. And it varies from 6 to 9. ADLs are affected, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, driving, and improved by pain medication, biofeedback. The report, there is no radiation of pain from the neck to the upper arm, upper extremities, or fingers, and in addition, no pain in the shoulders or elbows or hand or fingers. Similarly, no pain in the lower back or mid-back is reported, and no radiation to the buttocks or lower extremities. Patient didn't any pain in the hips or knees or ankle and feet. Only CT scan and MRI have been done. The patient report that so far he has had a few visits to the chiropractor and physical therapy, ORO, A-U-R-O, physical therapy, where he has done chiropractic and therapy, 16 visits, and that has helped him almost 20%. He has had no DME supplies and no other treatments, no injections or surgery has been done. In the system review, all negative, surgical screening negative. Allergies, family history is positive for diabetes with mom and dad, and siblings, one brother, he is suffering from asthma. Relationship status, patient single, lives with the parents. Current employment status, patient is under college in an undergrad program of information technology. Disability is none. Patient has not filed a disability with the government. Legal action, patient has Robert Kanner as the attorney. The patient personal history, he does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. And he has no homicidal thoughts, suicidal thought, anxiety, concentration, self-worth, depression, mood problems. Sleep is the only thing which is affected. Among the ADLs, the patient has reported are as follows. He reports that doing laundry and vacuuming is affected 9, doing yard work is affected 10. The home chores, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets is affected 8. Running and opening containers is affected 7. Dressing is affected 6. Besides lightheadedness, he has no issue with the sidal anesthesia or anxiety, depression or panic. No history of lethargy, tingling, numbness or difficulty walking. And no incontinence of the urine and bowel. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 97 over 67, pulse is 68, and respiratory is 18, temperature 97.1, height is 5'6", and weight is 109. Mr. Mahfuz Rabani, 19-year-old Bengali man, is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, and is sitting comfortably, and is well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in any acute distress, or shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination is normal, musculature examination is normal. Small amount of muscle spasm is present in the paraspinal region of C4 through T4. The musculature examination is otherwise negative. Please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is present in C5, 6 and 7 spine and T1 and T2. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from C4 to T4 area bilaterally. No trigger points noticed, but there is a hypertonicity of 2+. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion 40. Extension 50, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 70. The lumbar spine is completely normal, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lerma test is positive, distraction test positive, Sotol test positive. Thoracic spine Roos test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Burdzinski Kernick test negative, straight leg raise test negative, contractor leg raise test negative, Gregor test negative, CAP test negative, Belinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are non-tender, standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test negative, Gonsalon test negative, Tendelberg sign negative. Extremities examination is unremarkable. Please use the template, all negative. Gait is normal. Diagnosis, general, V89, V 89.2xx and Z79.891 CNS, R51, R42, F41.1 nerves, M79.2 muscles, M60.9, M79.1, M62.838. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, M53.82, MS13.4XXA, and thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Plan of care is from the template for Fool's Rabat. Treatment plan is as follows. Is being ordered a physical therapy. To start, please use the template 3 times per week. He has a muscle spasm, paraspinal muscle, and some element of trapezius muscle spasm. So he's been advised a traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. And disability, he's disabled for work and housework. Medication, he's being provided with the following medication. Celebrex, 200 mg a day, anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxing. Lyrica, pregabalin, 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. The patient reported he already has Tylenol codeine with him. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs. The patient brought an MRI, which is done at MRI Center, Affiliated Diagnostic Center, and dated 11-4-2022. There is a herniated disc at C4-5. C56, C67, encroaching on the anterior epidural space without any major central canal stenosis. Interventional pain procedures, patient is recommended cervical epidural steroid injections, series 4, once the therapy is done for at least 4 or 5 months, and if there is no result of it. Surgical options none, referral to neuropsych is not warranted. The patient doesn't have TBI symptoms. Provision of attended care and caseworker none is required. All past medical records have been ordered released. Investigation, no new investigation has been ordered today. DME, the patient has cervical pillow, light therapy, neck brace. He has been provided with a cervical traction device from our office to allow him to do the traction. His brother was also taught how to do the traction manually. Education, yes. Weight loss program, none required. Disability, patient is disabled for work. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.